This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls. One, was it gourmand?
Is that? I don't remember what we landed on. Well, yeah, I think it was gourmand. That sounds
Is a gourmand like a piece of bread or a person that likes bread?
I think
something?
A foodie.
I think a gourmand is like a fancy word for foodie. Am I a professional foodie? I don't know.
Well, we were just looking for a G word that went along with the two girls.
Two gals.
And I think that's what we landed on.
Gourmand hits. Yeah,
a gourmand. It's like a sommelier for food.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think
you hear that.
Kind of. Yeah.
Anyone who's listening who doesn't know who this is Matt.
What's
Alexis's
up,
boyfriend?
Firsties, right?
Your firsties. Audience.
Yeah.
Matt.
Love everybody.
Matt is filling in while Jared is somewhere in the UK, probably wasted at this moment, playing some rock and roll shows. So thanks for filling in, Matt.
You're always
good time.
I'm just a hair stand-in. That's really all I'm doing. So, but I appreciate y'all having me on.
Matt's been growing out his hair. Lex, do you like the grow out?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting long.
I do like it.
I know. Yeah. Matt is going to start entering that. You're going to enter the awkward stage where it's like almost to your shoulders right now, but it's going to start flipping out. And then you're going
to
start
to kind of fishtail.
You are going to be so Mary Tyler Moore soon.
Yeah.
I hope so.
He really is. That's the point when Jared was growing his out that I was like, should we cut it? I was like,
get rid of this.
I was like, there's no way that this haircut looks sexy. And I'm so glad we pushed through. So anytime that you're like, what am I doing? It's worth it. You know,
it's like seventh grade. It's an awkward phase.
Yeah.
You just got to push through it.
It's looking really cute, though. You have like a little flip.
Thanks. Yeah. It's
easy, breezy, beautiful.
Thank you. My blonde locks. But yeah, me and Jared we're hair twins. Almost. His is much longer than mine, but I'm getting there.
Are you going to grow it out until our wedding? Like, because by then it would be
long. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Might be hair twins by then.
Long hair flowing in the wind. I love it.
Yeah. Me too.
How are we feeling today, guys? Alexis and I both had some sort of a stomach bug over the weekend. She's feeling great. I'm not. So I'm glad that you're feeling good.
Yeah, but I suffered. Oh, I suffered. So don't you worry.
How is Alexis when she's sick, Matt? Like, were you taking care of her? Was she like,
yeah,
leave me alone?
I mean, we're all cranky when we're sick, right? You know? Mm-hmm. So I think that it got to a point that I was like, why don't you just write down a list of demands and I'll just go down the list.
That is such a lie, because you know what I do? I just apologize a lot. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm no fun.
Oh,
I'm so sorry. I'm asking for so much. He's like, shut the fuck up. You asked for Gatorade.
Yeah. It's fine.
I'm so sorry. I'm such a burden to you that I'm throwing up all over the bathroom.
Literally.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
How did y'all both got sick at the same time?
I got like some kind of a bug, and I went to New York last weekend to try on some wedding dresses, but I was there for 48 hours. Like, it was a very short trip. I had to make the most of my time there. And I got there on Friday. I woke up at like 4 a.m. and I was like, I'm feeling nauseous. I was like, it crept in slowly, but I was like, this doesn't feel right. I had one glass of wine that night. So I'm like, it's not a hangover. Mm-hmm. And it just like, and the whole day I couldn't do anything on Saturday. I just sat in my sad hotel room and did nothing while New York was like hustling and bustling. And I wasn't there to experience it.
That is awful.
It sucked. It sucks. And you had food poisoning?
Oh, yes.
Do you know it was food poisoning?
Yep.
And you know where it's from?
Do you want to drop the name of where you got
No, I'm not. Because I'm not going to mess with that. People get sued for less. I'm not.
You dropped it to me in private. I mean, it's not like a chain, so nobody would really know outside of LA.
It is a chain. I think it is a chain.
Like an international
They're all
chain?
Over. Is it LA or Southern California?
What I'll do is I'll say this. What, Matt, why don't you pronounce it how your dad pronounces it?
Shawarma.
Yeah, we had Mediterranean.
You did. I was not present for that.
We usually get it together, but that's all I'll say.
How do you know it's food poisoning over a flu?
Because it happens immediately.
Oh, okay.
And you just start throwing up, like, you know, and
you love this place.
I just like. A simple foods like this place has, and now it's ruined. And it's one block from my house, and it's never can go back.
You can't ever have shawarma ever again.
Shawarma. We call it shawarma in this house.
Shawarma.
What's your ruined flavor or food, Jack?
The last thing that I ate was an oyster.
Ooh. Oh no!
I know. Ooh. And I was like diving into the oyster train too. I had it like three times in one week.
We had oysters a couple days before. Yeah.
I went to this place. They had a happy hour, like tight, and they're the small little baby oysters that I love. Mm. And I don't think it was from the oyster, but they might be ruined for quite a long time, which I'm kind of fucking bummed about.
That is a bummer.
You know,
it's all gonna be okay.
It's all gonna be okay. Well,
I don't think I have ever eaten one ever. Like even before I was like. Vegan.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not a big Houston thing, I wouldn't think.
Yeah. No. And it's like, you gotta really be committed to.
You gotta really like seafood and you gotta really love it. Like, love it.
They're sluggy. But I love eating them on mucus-y. Saltines. It gives you a little crunch. And now it's like my new thing has been ruined.
I just love them.
Well, we're feeling good. Do we want to go into our dark day today?
Yes.
Okay. So today is February 9th. And in 1985, Madonna's album Like a Virgin goes number one for 3 weeks. Now, this in itself isn't a dark day, but that album back in the day, this was before Alexis and I were born. Matt, when were you born?
85. So okay. I remember this like because I had two older sisters. This was just on repeat.
All the time. I mean, it's an iconic, Like a Virgin's an iconic song. The music video, I think everybody knows. But the reason why this is a dark day is I mean, I did know this, but like doing all the research, it was so controversial at the time. Because Madonna, obviously the song Like a Virgin, she's singing about like going on sexual escapades and having sex and all this stuff. And back in the 80s, I guess nobody was talking about sex.
That's like wild. It's all people talk about now.
Premarital sex, it's like God forbid, like everybody's a virgin until they're married, apparently in the 80s. So this was like a huge fucking deal. So I researched it a little bit and I wanted to kind of go through a couple things that I found interesting about it. So at the time, obviously, sex, everybody's like, this is a sacred act, don't speak about it, whatever. And there's a lot of controversy about whether the song should be even played publicly. Like, can you imagine that now?
No.
In a post-swap society?
They are trying to ban books. They are trying to ban books. So who knows?
Books that make you think. Not songs about sex. Songs about sex, I mean, little kids are singing them now. But so the music video, do you guys remember the music video at all? Have you ever seen it?
I remember some gloves.
So the music video, I think she had gloves on, I think, with. I mean, she was wearing, so the music video is in Venice, Italy. It takes place in Venice, Italy. Half of the music video, she's wearing like her typical Madonna 80s outfit, like her pearls and like a neon
short
green
hair.
Netted thing, short hair, like so hot. Right. And then the other half of the video, she's in this wedding gown. And that,
yes.
Her like gallivanting through Venice, which is this sacred city, and people used to be like arrested, and women were probably killed back in the day for having sex. She's now kind of like taking it for her own and going around the city in her wedding dress talking about like having sex. So it was like super, super fucking big deal at the time.
Wonder what and the Pope thought.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, they had a huge... Y'all don't know about this?
No.
The Catholic Church like spoke out against Madonna because of all this. Yeah.
How do you know this and we don't? Oh, probably your sisters, huh?
Yeah. And he's like a little bit older.
Yeah.
But she's also Italian, right? I mean, I know she's an American, but she's like her... I think her parents were Italian.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. So it's like in her blood. But so
her name is Madonna.
Is her real name Madonna?
Nah, it's not real. That can't be her real name.
I think her first name is Madonna.
Somebody should start naming their kids Madonna.
Oh, wow. It is. That's her real name.
Really?
Yeah.
Madonna Louise Sassioni.
Oh, very Italian American.
Very Italian.
Yeah. So Italian. So in this music video, other than her kind of like gallivanting around in her wedding dress and then not the wedding dress, whatever, the only other thing in the video is a lion. And he's kind of just like walking around chilling in the video. But I looked it up and the lion was a symbol of Saint Mark, who was present during the time where individuals were punished for committing sexual acts. So that was like a little allude to that. But like, I love her for doing this.
Yeah. It's
because she really paved the way for women in general to be expressing themselves, especially in music. And with sex, it just seems so crazy looking back. I don't know how many years ago that was. Is that 40 years ago now? 1985, almost 40 years ago. That's so insane.
Oh my God.
Like a virgin walked so that WAP could run.
That's right. That's like-
that not is bad.
That is right. Put that on a t-shirt.
Patent pending.
Patent pending. So the other thing that happened with Like a Virgin was her VMA performance. Now, she performed Like a Virgin at the first ever VMAs. I think that this was maybe in 85. I'm not actually sure when it was. But again, this like stirred all this fucking controversy because she was in the wedding gown. And then I guess she was like on a bed in her wedding gown. And then she started like humping the bed. And then she went to the ground and she was like tousling around on the ground and humping the ground. But I guess she came out afterwards and she was like, my shoe fell off. And what I was doing is I was looking for my shoe. And that's why I was like flopping around on the ground.
Love her for that.
And then after the
VMA.
She's
such a provocateur.
I love it. I love it. And after the performance, her manager, I guess, was super embarrassed and astonished by her recent performance. And he claimed that Madonna would not earn any more fame in the country. So
did that go for them?
Yeah. I'm like, what a fucking dick, dude.
Jerk.
She had a weird relationship with Weird Al because he did a spoof of Like a Virgin and she loved it.
What was the spoof?
It's a great question.
Weird Al.
Is it like a sturgeon, like a fish?
Like a surgeon.
Is it like a surgeon?
Oh, I said sturgeon, like a swordfish.
Madonna loved it. She was all about it. And they
that is funny.
I don't think they dated, but like they were friends for like a minute.
Huh. Oh my God.
I'd be friends with Weird Al. Like, that seems like a no brainer.
I know. What's he doing these days?
I don't know. I always get him and Kenny G mixed up. You know how I
get
always
Weird
mix
Al and
them.
Kenny G mixed up?
Okay. That's an honest mistake. We will do a side by side. Everyone will take my side with this.
They look, they do look similar enough.
No, from afar, if you have bad eyesight, that is the same man.
I would mistake one for another.
Me too.
With my eyesight, I'd be like, absolutely. 50 yards away. Not 50 yards. That's so far. 50 feet away. I'd be like, who knows?
Bernie Sanders, Larry David situation, if I've ever seen one.
That's right. I love it. Well, I thought, I was like, what am I going to do for this episode? I don't know. And then I was like, you know, the VMA thing kind of came up. I'm like, dude, the VMAs, what an iconic fucking show,
right? Yeah.
They don't make it like they used to. So I thought for True Crime Rewind, we could go through some of the most iconic VMA moments. And there are so many.
I am so excited.
And we'll all remember them. So it's like, even Matt. I mean, Matt, you're more into pop culture than
I feel
like most men.
He absorbs more of that than anybody.
I didn't know y'all's outline or what we're doing for this episode. So just these facts I'm pulling out of thin air. I don't know why.
Oh, humble brag. He's just that good, folks.
Would you be good on Jeopardy? Like, do you think you'd do well?
I wouldn't do good in sports.
We do it together sometimes and I do pretty well.
She does. She does great. But like if one of the categories was sports, I would just walk off the stage.
Oh,
I can't do that.
That's cute. I kind of like that. I would.
He knows
suck
a lot
Jeopardy.
About video games and dogs.
Music, movies, pop culture in general. Yeah,
just not sports. Okay, well, we will get into the VMAs when we come back for True Crime Rewind. But before then, we have got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead, guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every week, we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand that we're either loving or we're hating. We have a healthy discussion, vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to you guys to vote if it's guilty or not guilty. And send us your On the Stands. I think we need more because sometimes we're going to play a listener one. Do we have one for today?
No, because I have two.
You do?
Yep.
You don't think you'd save one?
Nope. These are things I need settled in my home. And we're going to do it here.
Oh, my God. I love this. Airing of the grievances. This is for real. Why don't you go first then, Lex? Wait, actually, I'm going to tell you what the On the Stand number is for our lovely listeners really quick.
Oh my God, Jack, you are so organized. You are blowing me out of the water today.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm not. I just went to our podcast because Jared's been getting good. My show notes.
But still, you're all over it.
If you'd like to call and give us an On the Stand, we will play your pretty, pretty voice, 818-446-6889. All right, Lex, what are your two On the Stands?
Okay, so I'll make them semi-quick because it's two and I don't want to be greedy. But the first one, I'm prosecuting running a Roomba vacuum when everyone is home.
Oh, my God. This is a very specific
during
scenario.
During the weekend on direct like attack. A nice Saturday, like on a nice calm noon. He's like, I'm going to run the Roomba for a few hours. I'm like, but we're spending the day inside at home. Why don't you do that when we leave? And he's like, well, we're not leaving and I want my floors clean. So I was like, but that's that's my side. Matt? Go
Matt, what's your side of the argument?
I will absolutely run the Roomba when we aren't home. Problem is, someone's always home. So the Roomba never gets run. So I'm like, fuck it. We're just running it on Sunday.
I don't know how
Sunday
that's
one.
Possible with two people having full-time jobs, but I suppose.
Wait, I have questions about the Roomba. Does it really work? Like, is it worth getting?
It kicks ass.
It's great.
I just feel like I can't imagine it working. And then two, do you have to program it in your house? Like, do you have to bring it around or just it kind of like bounces around until it?
It'll just kind of bump off walls until it like runs out of battery or the bank gets full and then it takes itself home. Like, you don't really have to do anything.
Oh, my God.
Listen, if you have a pet, they're phenomenal. Can't recommend it enough.
I need to do when you're not home because pets don't like it. Pets don't like them either.
Does Bosley not like it?
He hates it.
Everyone hates it.
And Matt runs
it
all day when we're hanging out. I'm like, I guess music's playing. I'm like, I guess we're roombaing now.
Does it make noise? Obviously, it's a vacuum.
It sounds like a vacuum. It's really loud. Okay. Like, it sounds like a real vacuum.
It only takes about 45 minutes. But after about 6 minutes, I'm going to jump off the fucking balcony.
It's awful because you can't do anything else.
I feel you.
Is there a part two to your On the Stand?
Well, I'm going to say that's guilty because that does sound very intense. And maybe if like you're going through the throes or something in life, the Roomba might set you over the edge.
100%. So this is my second one. Matt, you didn't vote.
Not guilty.
I think we know his answer. Yeah.
You know, majority rules anyway. So second one, what I'm putting on the stand is someone, when you're having a meal or something, if someone asks for a napkin or napkins, handing someone one single napkin, whether you're at a restaurant, a coffee shop, a bar, like if you hand me one of those square napkins when I ask for a napkin, like that's not enough napkins.
Okay. This all feels very personal.
Personally, I love this is what On the Stand is for. And you know, you're not here often. So I really support the doubling up of the On the Stand.
And it's like, people need more than one napkin. And if they think they don't know what's good for them and hand them more.
Well, this is my personal gripe, my only gripe about Jersey Mike's, because, I mean, it's not, because you can take as many napkins as you want, but Jersey Mike's napkins, it's the only negative thing about them. They are literally made out of, like, tissue paper.
Yeah,
it's
they're like the cardboard ones. They're, yeah, like, brown. Yeah, I've seen those.
No, they're not brown. They're white, but they're so thin. They're literally, they feel like tissue paper, and, like, your hands get so, like, like oily, messy when you're eating them, yeah, that like I just touch it and then it basically just disintegrates in my hands. That when I'm done with a Jersey Mike sandwich, I'm not kidding, I use like 30 napkins because they're so small, and I'm like, the next bite I take, I have to use a napkin, new napkin. So I know the feeling.
So many napkins.
I know. And Alexis is messy. I think you've like, you're self-described.
Well established.
Yes.
Here's what I would say to that on the stand is that you pull a lot of napkins or paper towels, you do not use maybe two or three.
Okay, the rest, sometimes the they end up in my pile. Pockets and then they get in the laundry in the dryer.
They are.
They fall apart.
I pull out the laundry and it's like shredded paper towels just falling out. And
I love them.
If it's a, I, to
she's
Jack's
a napkin
note,
hoarder.
If it's a quality napkin, you don't need that many napkins. If you're giving right. me a single ply thing, yeah, just give me a whole, give me a deck of napkins.
Yeah. I mean, maybe that's, he's protecting you, Lex.
Thank
he's
you.
Not, he's not trying to ruin your guys' washer or dryer.
We burn through paper towels in this house and I do not understand it.
Oh, same.
I've never used this many paper towels ever.
I love a paper towel.
Yeah.
I use them, I mean, all the time. Goes without saying.
I will say guilty to the not multiple napkins.
Yeah, hella napkins is
give
innocent.
Me a handful. Yeah. They're already out. They're not hurting the environment anymore.
We can't stuff them back into the tree.
Yes. Flawless logic. It's absolutely true. Flawless.
Same with those I recycle everything else.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, recycle it. I'll get I'm not
I,
do
I don't want to feel depressed.
Nothing matters in this life. Okay. Yeah. I'll go next. I am putting on the stand TMJ. TMJ, I have it very bad. I grind my teeth like a motherfucker.
What is TMJ?
TMJ is, I don't know what it stands for, but it's basically your joint in your jaw gets, I think, inflamed and like mm-hmm. fucked up and gives you a lot of issues. Ear yeah. pain, head pain.
Cracking,
neck issues,
yeah,
skeletal problems. But TMJ is like somehow not covered by insurance. Like what? Like any other treatment that you can get on your body, you can go to a doctor and it gets covered by insurance. Anything that you want to do to treat TMJ, you're on your own. You're paying like you don't have insurance.
Wild.
I do not understand it.
I don't
and
either.
There's like TMJ specialists, but they're like, they seem like they're like not really
pseudo.
Yeah.
Pseudo specialists.
Like it's not a chiropractor, but it seems like it might slant that way.
Right. Well, cause yeah, I think there's like treatment methods. Cause I have TMJ too, on my right side, and like you can get Botox in it. You can get like, there's homeopathic ways, or you can get surgery, or you can do, you know, but like,
but I think you're not getting any of that covered. I just had to pay $1,500 to get Botox in my jaw.
What?
Yeah.
Spicy.
Yep.
Does it
they
help?
Charge you extra? I mean, it's like a Band-Aid. It's not going to like fix it.
But it does, like it relieves your pain.
Yeah, because it's going to, because I got mine done at the dentist. Anytime somebody feels my master muscles, they're like, oh, I've never felt a muscle that strong in my life. This is like a linebacker's jaw. I'm like, yes, I know. I feel the pain while I sleep. It's great. Thank you.
So because I have it on my right side, like that's, you know, I'm no faces even, but it's yeah. because my jaw is really strong on my right side.
So is mine.
And,
mine's on my right.
And I was like, how do I even right. it out? She's like, the lady I was talking to was like, you could literally start chewing on your other side and it yeah. would even it out. Cause you just work that one. You work that side out too much.
When I went to a TMJ specialist, he was like, so going forward, soft foods only. And I was like, okay, so
you
like
forever.
I was like,
damn.
Until like the Botox sets in. He's like, no, he's like on special occasions, like your birthday, like you can have something crunchy. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? I would rather have my jaw fall off my fucking face than only eat soft foods for the rest of my life.
This is literally, I know Jack well enough that this is like her literal nightmare.
She's like, absolutely like, not.
I need a crunch.
Like, no.
I need a crunch. Food is useless without a crunch aspect to it.
Oh, like, 100%. But no anyways, gum. No needless chewing, I think, is a good rule.
Yeah, no. And I don't chew gum. Mine is 100% really grinding my teeth when I sleep. Like, yeah. It is where I store my stress. I do it all of the... I wear a night guard, but I grind on top of the night guard. Like, I've had to have bonding fix my teeth forever. Like, it's a whole thing. But anyways, TMJ is fucking guilty. Like, at least give me some kind... I pay so much of insurance. Give me a doctor.
Yeah.
I'm saying guilty. Guilty. No, 100%.
Matt?
Ooh, I have a good one, and it has nothing to do with Alexis.
Thank you. That's so, because there's no gripes with me.
No, you're perfect. She's perfect. Babe. You're, yeah, why, you're, I would never, ever have a note, ever.
No.
Aw.
Perfection, Alexis.
our building, our elevator went out when we had all those horrific storms here in LA, and like everything got flooded.
Ugh.
So our elevator just is shut down, like not operating at all. For probably 3 weeks. So what I'm putting on the stand are stairs.
Okay.
And I'm pro stair after only using them for 3 weeks.
Okay.
We need more stairs. We need less elevators, less escalators.
No, but what about people who need them?
Yeah, we need them.
ADA compliant, separate. Completely separate.
Okay.
You're talking about an able-bodied person.
Right.
Needs more stairs.
Yes.
I agree. I mean, I love, but no.
You quickly reverse that.
Until I just want the elevator.
Both. I want both the way it is. We have both, and I use the stairs a lot, but I also want both.
What, do you just feel like you've been like more spry because you've been walking up more stairs? You feel your quads are getting stronger?
We're three stories up.
Yeah.
Which so we were going up and down, and
the perfect amount of stairs to tackle at one time.
Oh, he's been talking about the flawless number of stairs.
If it was like four flights of stairs, I'd probably feel a little different.
I stayed in a hotel in Paris that had four flights of stairs, and it was just one flight too much. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that just some light exercise and just kind of like, again, ADA compliant, we're saying able-bodied people here.
Yes.
I think we could all use stairs daily. I don't know what civilizations did before when people were like, yeah, I can't get up there. And they're like, well, I guess you just stay down here. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, Matt, you always bring a very wholesome thing to put on the stand.
I
know. This is adorable.
I tried.
He's like, this would be better for humanity.
Yeah.
Okay. Next time I come on, I'm going to have a really controversial on the stand.
I doubt it.
No, he always makes fun of us. He's like, I thought I'm the one with the food podcast because we always bring food on the stand. So I think he's being stubborn and he didn't bring any food.
Listen, things. My podcast has been on hiatus so long that I'm glad someone took our show. So I'm glad
Shut
it's y'all.
Up.
I will complain about food and the things I hate about food forever. Listen, I just did soft foods fucking to the guillotine.
No crunch. Out with
You know what? I've had the crunch on my on the stand list for a long time, but I'm like, I don't know how to explain that, but I guess I just did the crunch.
You did.
Some people don't care. I do.
I care.
Well, this was a great series of on the stand.
Like, we learned a lot about each other.
We really did. But when we come back, it's time for some true crime rewind.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and The Real Real makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The Real Real, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world, and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The Real Real has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime.
Yeah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so like I said, I thought that we should go through some of the most iconic VMA moments. Are you guys ready for this?
Because I'm bracing myself.
I took a trip down memory lane. It felt really good. So on topic of Madonna, in 2003, the iconic moment when Madonna came on stage with Britney Spears and with Christina Aguilera, they were both in little wedding negligee kind of a thing. And they had their three-way kiss kind of a thing. Remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I know the goss about all of this.
Madonna, I don't know what I don't know if they were presenting an award. I should have looked up a clip for this, but she did something. Then went over, kissed Britney Spears. Everybody fucking freaked out. And while everybody's freaking out, then she turned the other way and kissed Christina Aguilera. And everybody forgot about it, right?
Everyone missed it. And the news.
Googling it. They didn't I do not remember Christina on stage.
Well, they didn't cover it. And that's what started the Christina and Britney feud. Because it, like, they were completely pinned against each other, and it was like that was like the inception of the feud.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm having a Mandela effect. I'm looking at these photos. I do not remember her being on stage
because they didn't show it until they started talking about the feud.
I'm almost positive when it happened. I think for TV, I think that she kissed Britney, and then they went to crowd reaction shots. Like, there's like a moment of the Christina kiss, but I think that it really was kind of left out.
Yeah, it was. That was part of the thing.
Christina Aguilera was orange. This fake tan she's rocking. Holy
this was during
shit.
Her Lady Marmalade days.
And like Dirty Days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or maybe it was a little bit early for that. But yeah, she, even in this picture, she's like, I have some pictures on the dock for references, and she's kind of just like thrust to the side. But.
Poor that Christina.
I know. Poor Christina.
She did just okay, though.
Yeah, she is. Whatever. Okay, the next one is 2009, Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift in the infamous, I'll let you finish, but Beyonce has the greatest album of all time. I'm paraphrasing that. I don't have the exact what he says. But man, that was like probably the last iconic moment from the VMAs. And it was 14 years ago.
Yeah, it was shocking live TV. It was like before the Will Smith slap was the craziest thing.
Yeah. It was something.
When somebody wins an award like that, does only the artist get the award, or is like that giant scroll of names of everybody who worked on the songs and albums and all, do they get awards too?
They probably do. I think they
have to, right?
Yeah. I think it's the same thing if you get like an Emmy from like working on a TV show.
Yeah, that's right. True.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I think so.
Because these are like, not hating on any artist. Yeah, but like all these artists have like small armies of songwriters and choreographers.
It's probably all in their contracts. Like, I don't think it's.
Yeah, if it's song and they like worked on a song, I'm sure everybody wins it. But maybe if it's band, maybe they're like,
no. Yeah.
Okay, so next, this is for you, Matt. Lady Gaga, 2010, her meat suit. Mm-hmm. Her meat dress, meat boots, meat hat. I need to know your thoughts.
Hang on, I'm going to pull it up. Meat suit. Yeah, of course. It's like the first. When you type in Lady Gaga, it's like the first result.
Yes.
Yeah, and this was real meat, right?
Real meat. I don't know how they did that.
They probably like plasticized it, however you pronounce it, what they do to the body's exhibit or something.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. They might have dehydrated it and done something to make it, or if it was like raw cold meat, I could be completely wrong. I just don't know how it wouldn't smell and be
like at some point flies. Throughout the night, it's gonna give get off warm. A funk almost immediately. It's like as soon as she gets out of the car, it's already getting a little funky.
And those VMAs are in the summer usually.
They must have preserved it somehow.
Well, and I also saw that her outfit went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So there had to have been some way that they preserved it. That it's
she's like, got made a plastic hat one or something. It's literally just like a flank steak.
Like a little meat beret.
I haven't looked at this in years. Holy
Do you remember
shit.
Like seeing it as you were vegan at that point, right?
No. When is this? 2010? 10? Nah, I wasn't vegan, I think, until 2012, maybe 2011. So,
okay. So you didn't have like a visceral reaction.
He's carrying a purse of meat, of meat shredded purse, meat.
Probably a roast or something.
Meat Jeez. Boots, meat hat, meat dress.
I'll say this, brave, because no one else has thought to do that. But also,
gross.
I don't know. Like if that was an actual dress, you'd be like, wow, look at all like the attention to detail and the design of it. Like, and whoever did design this like deserves credit too, because that must have been. Can you imagine that conversation?
It's creative. Like, it's just
here's what I want to wear to the VMAs.
No, they have to be. You have to have like a genius costume maker put together that dress.
Yeah.
And like a butcher.
But also like anything that like kind of gets a conversation, people are like, oh, I can't believe she'd do that. And it's like, why? Why can't you believe somebody would do that?
Well, that's the purpose.
Is it cruel and unusual? Is it fucked up? Like that's a bigger conversation that people don't want to have.
Yeah.
So. She's doing the Madonna controversy stirring. Exactly. That's how you become iconic pop stars.
Well, speaking of outfits that stirred a controversy, there were some runner-up outfits. Number one, Lil' Kim in 1999 with the purple jumpsuit with the one booby showing with the little pasty. You look at that outfit now and you would not even blink an eye if somebody wore that. Like, no. I want to actually recreate this dress, the Schiaparelli dress that is literally that, like that goes under the boob and then there's like a flower on your other boob. Not even thinking that it would be like even like
provocative at all.
No. And no, that like,
was that post Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake?
Oh, it was before that.
It was before?
Yeah, 99.
Why are people freaking out about the game then? Who gives a shit? We've already seen Little Kim's tit.
No, like, her nipple wasn't out.
No, her nipple wasn't out. But
she
it was
pasty.
I just remember it was nipples. It was a moment. The other one was Rose McGowan when she went with Marilyn Manson and she was wearing that gown chain just made mail. Of thread.
Yeah, that like metal chain, like really thin chains.
Yeah. And she was, I mean, from the front, again, it's like you look at this, you're like, I've seen like
way crazier.
Every TikToker is wearing something like this. But from the time, it
looked crazy hot. I just remember being like, having the courage to wear something like that is like another planet.
Yeah.
You know, like
I loved it.
Me too. You know, she was like, that was like Charm days.
Ugh, I know.
Or like when she did Jawbreaker and was in Scream, like she was killing it.
Okay.
I hope you're going to talk about the denim outfit.
It wasn't the VMAs. I went to look it up.
Oh, shit.
It was the AMAs. Okay. I literally.
Jack has been that for Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? That's a great costume.
Crazy ex-boyfriend. Yeah. It was a waste of a costume. Maybe I'll redo it with Jared. He probably wouldn't do it.
He will.
No, he'd be like, that's tainted.
That's okay. Fair.
That's fair.
Okay. So the next little chunk I'm going into is performances. 2000 VMAs. We have Britney Spears. Oops, I Did It Again, when she's wearing that like nude Swarovski crystal outfit and she's like doing splits all over the place. Like it was her debut VMA performance. Iconic.
She must have been like 19.
I think she was 18 or 19.
I just remember being in middle school being like, why don't I look like Britney Spears?
And I went back and I was watching a few YouTube clips and I'm like, wow.
I Did It Again fucked me up.
There's nobody like her. Like she is a pop star, or was a pop star. Like nothing,
the,
like
the charisma perfection of how young she is when she's doing this stuff. That's what blows me away. Cause I still
seems so much older.
When is this? This is in 2000?
1999, when she did her first performance.
Wow.
And then the next one, 2000. No, that was 2000. 2001 is when she did Slave for You with the green outfit and the snake. I mean, she like... things aren't like that anymore.
No.
We don't have moments like that.
No, because everything's like cheapened.
So serious.
And cheapened. Like, because like, there was... I don't know. There's like a fundamental like 10 pop stars that like now there's so many, but back then there were like,
yeah,
and that's it. And they were doing different things, and you know, good times, making me nostalgic.
I know. The other performance is Robin Thicke and Miley Cyrus. Remember that one? 2013, Blurred Lines. He was in like the striped suit, and it was when she was like in her twerking days.
Yeah, that was like Emily Ratajkowski's debut. That's when she started to like become a meme and everyone became obsessed with her.
Yep. And then the last two.
Matt hasn't waited in a while.
I mean, I'm, as you guys well, are talking, one... I'm like Googling this stuff. I'm like, yeah, Britney Spears VMA performance. Like,
you should watch that later.
9/11. Like, we're living before in a post 9/11 world and everything just got super fucked up.
Oh, like,
yeah.
Right.
It's when like, yeah. Oh, God. Okay. Well, about 2001, Eminem, Slim Shady, when he had all of those, like, all the Eminem clones.
Chills. I got chills.
That was iconic. So good.
Iconic. One of my favorite moments.
The last thing, and I forgot about this, is when Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, I don't know which, what date or what year this was, like mid-2010s. Performance of Empire State of Mind and Lil Mama. They're like finishing the song. Lil Mama just decides to walk up on stage and join them. Not invited. Do you remember this?
Oh, dude, yeah.
No.
I do. I am vaguely remembering
this.
Who is
Lil Mama?
She was just like a little, I don't know. I mean, an artist, but.
I vaguely remember having like a hit or two, maybe.
But she is not invited to this performance and then just walks on stage, gallivants up on stage and just is kind of like walking around with them. You see Jay-Z look back at her and be like, what the fuck? And he kind of like walks in front of her. And then at the end, they both kind of like cross their arms and like, you know, do a little pose. And then she does the little pose next to them too.
Did she sing?
Jay looks kind of pissed.
No, I'm sure they're so pissed.
Looks very irritated.
She just walks around and doesn't sing.
It was like the last 20 seconds of the song, but like no, she doesn't. She wasn't supposed to sing.
Was she a child?
No,
I am gonna watch this when we're done.
Yeah, you need to watch it. It's.
I mean, that'd be like going to like a comedy club and then like trying to tell jokes at the comedian and like getting on stage. You're like, what the fuck are you doing? Like this isn't about you. Like,
especially to Jay-Z. Like
and Alicia Keys. I mean, it was
irritate
insane.
Them. Yeah. Of all hip hop stars. Like, yeah. Mm-mm.
So that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Oh my God. Yeah.
go watch some clips. If you're feeling nostalgic, go watch some of those. I think Britney Spears is first, the 99 performance. I think NSYNC, she performs with them too. I mean, nothing better.
Right.
Loved
it. I wonder what that car ride home with Justin was like.
Oh my God. Who knows?
People like that, I'm like, I just want to be a fly on the wall and just listen to the conversations that they have.
Justin Timberlake?
Like what? Just the two of those like mega pop stars. Like they're not like anyone else on the planet.
Yeah,
in
but
they're moment.
Probably underwhelming.
That's what
probably
I'm saying.
So tired after. I don't think it's as glamorous as it sounds. No. It sounds really hard,
exhausted.
What was that show that Nick Lacey and his Jessica Simpson had?
Nick Lachey,
excuse me.
The of 98 Degrees fame.
What the hell is it called?
And she thought that tuna.
I think
was
it was
chicken.
Called Newlyweds.
Yeah. The chicken of the sea. We've had our tuna conversation before. Don't worry. Okay. Well, we're running out of time. We got to go into worst thing I've ever or worsty firsty. Oh my gosh. We'll be back in a second.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Welcome, worsties and firsties alike. We are going to just jump right in to the worst things since we're running low on time. This is a really quick one that really I just wanted to play because of dopamine.
Oh.
Hello. I'm the worst. I'm the first. Thank you so much. We love you. Bye.
Kind of nice.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, thank you. I wish you would have left us more of a message so we even know who you are.
That's sometimes all we need, though. That was a nice little pick me up.
That you should set that as your ringtone or something.
I think so. Okay, so here's another one. It's a two-parter. So
okay,
brace yourselves. I labeled it friend breakup one and friend breakup two.
Uh-oh.
Hi, guys. I have debated on whether or not to call in with this because making this phone call might be one of the worst things that I've ever done because I'm gonna tell somebody else's secrets and she listens to this podcast and I'll set the stage a little bit. So I low-key hope she hears my voice and hears me say, I'm so glad she's not in my life anymore. So last year, this former friend was going through some really serious stuff, and I was there, and I was willing to give her everything I had to give at great sacrifice to myself, physically, emotionally, financially, and this fucking bitch has the nerve to tell me that I was a bad friend. That I was the reason she wanted to commit suicide because she made a suicide attempt, which I now look back on and see as a cry for help. I do hope she got the help she needed because I certainly don't have anything to give to her anymore. She also threatened me by saying, don't forget, I know everything about you. And, she told me that I'm so fucked up, I need to go get therapy, which after being friends with her for 15 years, she's not wrong. So anyway, that breakup was probably by far and away the most difficult breakup that I've ever had. And I have had a lot of them with romantic partners, but this one gutted me pretty good. Because I was bamboozled and hoodwinked for years. And, now, she is living with and in a relationship, a full-fledged relationship with, she's still my best friend, but claimed to be one of our best friends. She's living with her ex-husband now. And, after years of listening to her bash this person and say horrible, horrible things about him behind his back, and now they've found each other and they're the love of each other's life, which makes me want to vomit. But good for them. I used to say, I hope they get what they deserve. But now I say, I hope they get what they want. Because if they got what they deserved, they might learn something. So now I hope they get what they want and that they can live their miserable lives out together. Yeah, that's probably the meanest and, rottenest thing that I've done.
So I want to just make sure I'm clear. And even if I talk through this and I think I'm clear, there's always a chance I'm not, but I'm going to give it a shot. So my understanding is that our upset caller is mad at her former friend for swooping in on the husband of their one of their shared best friends. That's yes. My understanding. And this call to the first degree, knowing she listens, is what she's saying is the new worst thing she's ever done because she's so mad at her.
Yes, that's what I have gathered.
Oh, I was waiting for her to be like, the worst thing I ever did. So it was the phone call. Okay.
Well, no, but it's like she's upset.
She knows. Well, it's a bold move, right? Because it's like she knows her friend or her ex-friend listens, mm-hmm. and she's kind of throwing their drama to the wind publicly. Mm-hmm. And it's bold.
I love a mess.
I love a mess. I'm like Marie Kondo.
It's bold, but as is the choice to engage in a relationship with a friend's partner or a former partner.
Oh my God.
Like no. Another, like, you know, that fractures a friendship group. Like there's no doubt about it. Even if you've got one cool friend in the group, for the most part, that kind of is something. If you know your friend's gonna be mad and it's a close friend and you go there, that's irreversible, you know? So.
Well, you shouldn't be having affairs with people, like just as a baseline. So yeah.
Right. Or, but like, even if your friend broke up with their husband and he was single now. No. Why would you do that to your friend, right? No. Like, I know that there's a spectrum with this. Absolutely.
There's 8 billion people in the world. Go find literally anyone else. You don't have to be like a shark circling chum. No. Like, just go find a new person.
Ex-husbands are absolutely off limits to people.
You know, serious boyfriends are off limits. I'm not one of those people. You can't call dibs, right, on someone you don't know. But, like, serious intimate partner, don't date your friends. That's weird. Like, don't go after your friends' ex-partners. It's just never going to be fun for you.
I am... interest. We're like, so we started playing this call and we're like, should we play it? We're like, is this too messy? Yeah. And then we're like, we're gonna play it. I am interested if her friend, ex-friend is listening. If you would like to tell your side of the story.
What if her friend listens to this and then she calls?
That's what I'm saying.
That would be wild.
We will bring you in with open arms. We will push your call to the front. If we want to make this a thing that is now part of the first killing time.
We will be the platform, but, you know, we should all try to work it out if we can. And as someone who always has to leave this with a glass half full approach, I think there's a lot of room for forgiveness and understanding if you're open to it. Because there's never no possible solution if you want one. But sometimes people exit each other's lives for a reason, and it's way better that way. So this could be the case here.
Yeah. Keep us updated, either of you ladies listening.
Yeah.
Ooh, bye. All right. Well, I think we only needed one because that was enough. I need to process that anyways. But
I need to process that too.
Lex, do you have a stanza? Do you have a clip? What are you leaving with us today?
I'm leaving with a clip. It's just the tried and true Costanza answering machine clip, because it's musical. And he doesn't talk about music any other time. And I didn't want to hijack from all the artists from the VMAs.
I love it. Well,
you know,
bye, people.
Bye,
love
people.
You.
Love you. Say bye, Matt.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for being here, Matt.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out before I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.